Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Man or other animals. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but if you Google man and or other animals or man or other animals, the FDA thinks that we're animals. We're not humans. So that's what that's all about. Anyway, before we get started, it is now tick season, so make sure you go to oilsoftheearth.com and get your tick repellent, essential oils, and many more. And speaking of animals, I'm going in a different direction, and we now have an off-grid organic farm and retreat that we're working on. I'm taking the oils in a different direction and focusing on herbology and aromatherapy for animals. I got a whole bunch of literature and books and stuff like that. And so we're still focusing on humans as well, but our main focus is going to be going in a different direction and focusing on animals.
So instead of man or other animals, it's going to be man and animals.
Right, man and animals, not man and other animals.
Right.
It's the other that is the key word in that legalese portion of that phrase. But we talk more about that on our ScrapGov Scrap podcast, so you'll have to go there and check that out. Anyways, so since it's April 20th, 2020, we're talking about 420 friendly free food and medicine today. Now, I don't know a whole lot about all of the 420 friendly free foods and medicines, but we do know a bit about marijuana and poppy for that matter. I'm not too terribly familiar with, like, the shrooms. I'm sure they are medicinal, but you know, there's a lot of herbs out there that people use to get high. are medicinal, and you just got to know how to use it properly. Like, you know, coca. They make cocaine from the coca plant. And it's true.
Right, but the natives used it in order to run long distances without hunger.
Right.
They weren't getting high off of it.
And it's also traditionally used as a painkiller. So.
Yeah.
And
they were using the cocoa leaves they're using the leaves in order to reduce their hunger and allow them to run long distance without harming themselves.
Right. So it could be used as a, you know, maybe not necessarily an appetite suppressant, but if used properly, it could be used to supplement nutrients that you may or may not be getting in your food to lower your appetite. So if you need to lose weight or something like that, you can get your extra nutrients from and energy from the coca plant without having to worry about starving yourself and or drinking.
Right.
But you gotta still be careful. It can be addictive.
Well, that powder is just one chemical found in the plant cooked out, you know?
Well, yeah, it's like white sugar, white coca is like white sugar and like white flour and white salt. You want the green coca, probably. I'm not sure what color it is. Really.
Right.
I have to look that up.
And you were mentioning shrooms. Somebody was pointing out that, yeah, you can use it recreational and get high. But he was following stamens, and he was thinking along the lines of growing it and taking very small doses, low doses of the psilocybin mushroom, because he's of the opinion that low doses would actually enhance your intellect.
Oh, right.
You know. Whereas high doses, you get high off it and you go on strange trips and,
psychedelic.
Right. Low dose, you might not get hardly any reaction at all other than the fact that it might improve your brain,
Right. So you put it in a blend with, say, reishi and some other stuff, and it actually will enhance your mental performance.
Ow. Sorry, I'm working while we're talking. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I do that a lot.
Yeah. Well,
next time,
I had promised myself I would never take a job on Mondays so that this wouldn't happen. And what I do, I took a job on a Monday.
Yeah, this next time, make sure you mute your phone during the recording.
Ouch. Yeah, it wasn't exactly available to me. I'm sorry.
It wasn't too bad this time. So anyway, 420 friendly herbs that you can take. Now, say there's poisonous plants out there that are poisonous. But if you take them in small doses, they can just be strong medicine. And that would be the same with psychedelic type plants as well. Marijuana is good for you, but you don't want to be smoking it every day, all day long. Plus you want a balance of the THC and CBD, which I've been telling people for 15 years, and now everybody's on a CBD craze. But you don't want just the CBD. You want the THC, too. Now, of course, people with jobs like myself, you're not supposed to have the THC because you could, get fired. But, the CBD oils that people are taking, they actually work better if they have a certain percentage of THC in them. So it's good to have some THC in your system if you can legally, do that with your job or whatever. But, yeah, So, and then you got Poppy. Let's see if Marcus Rothkranz has anything on Mary Juana. I don't know what the psychedelic mushrooms are called. I'll have to look those up.
Psilocybin.
How do you spell?
I don't know how to spell it. Sorry.
How you start to
I don't think he covers mushrooms in his book, does he?
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, never mind. All right, so... Mary Jane!
You might have to look it up by its scientific name. He might not mention it by any other name.
He may not mention it at all, just to CYOA.
Yeah, that's true. He's already politically incorrect enough saying the medicine is free.
Talk about him. He does talk about poppies, though.
Yeah.
Cannabis.
We use it that much time already, or is that thing off?
What time is it?
I don't know. I don't seem like we haven't been talking very long.
We might be almost out of time. We only have so many minutes or hours that we can record. So we might have to conclude this Blog Talk Radio podcast as of now. And go 100% on freefoodandmedicine.org. So if this is our last podcast, I'll have to go in and double check. You'll have to go to freefoodandmedicine.org to hear the rest of the story and the rest of our podcasts. And go to ManicMondayPodcast.com to listen to or find our future, past, present, and future podcasts. So, cannabis.
Darn it.
And
there we go.
Cannabis. He's not listing it under cannabis either. So, let's look at poppies, and then we'll have to Google the rest. Seconds remaining. See if it cuts us off.
Well, that was a good size worm. I think I chopped it in half.
Yeah, because we're only 15 minutes into the podcast.
Right. So this is the end. Bye, folks.
Blog Talk's weird. It's always doing funky stuff, so we're just using Blog Talk to advertise our podcast. It's more of a pain than it is probably a blessing. Okay, 218 in the Free Food and Medicine book. Poppies. Poppies contain both morphine and codeine. Oh yeah, we'll have to look up the coca plant too. Which are pain-relieving drugs that are still used today. They come in all colors with 4 to 6 petals. May contain opiates, so they make you feel peaceful. Ancient
peaceful.
Doctors, peaceful, like peaceful poco patches.
Wonder, you got some good, what the hell?
Ancient doctors had their patients eat poppy seeds to relieve pain.
Yeah, this one then. You do more digging than I do.
The seeds contain most medicinal, or the most medicinal properties of the plant. Poppy is used for pain, insomnia, nervousness, and chronic coughs. Don't use it if you're being tested for drugs, as it can cause you to test positive. This includes poppy seeds used in baking goods. Now, I've eaten baked goods with poppy seeds in them, and I've never tested positive. I don't know if that's because maybe the seeds have been radiated or not. I don't know.
Probably because they're cooked.
Perhaps. So, but it is a fear that a lot of people have. So, you know, it's probably just, you know, CYOA type of thing.
Well, they put poppy seeds on lots of hamburger buns, too. So, you know, it's like, and muffins.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Coca.
Alrighty.
Coca.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to look in my other two books since I got my prescriptions for natural healing now, finally. Dug it out of my storage. See what they have to say.
At least half of it.
Look for cannabis first.
Got six.
No coca. Let's look up Mary Jane.
Yeah, I was gonna joke at the beginning when you said
161.
420 friendly plants and herbs. I was gonna say, is that cookies, pizza, potato chips?
Well, you know. You can, that would be 420 friendly. But that's not herbs.
No.
And
it's not healthy.
Well,
no, it's certainly not medicine.
You can make healthy pizzas and healthy cookies.
That's true.
161.
Brownies.
Hot brownies. Space cake. Those are my favorite. Anyways, okay, marijuana use. Wow, they got almost a full page here. The main active ingredient to marijuana is THC. Delta 9,
wrong.
A really long word.
That's the main chemical everybody goes for, but that's not the main active ingredient.
Right. Anyway, the Delta 9 and the long word that I can't pronounce, but it's cannabinol.
Cannabinoid?
Cannabinol. No, cannabinol.
Oh, cannabinol.
Yeah, the other one is the CBD. I don't know if they talk about CBD in here or not.
Well,
CBD,
actually, there's... There's actually, I'd say there's probably over 100 cannabinoids that are all good for you and occur in cannabis. And THC and CBD are just the two main ones.
Right.
And, you know,
anyway,
you breed a plant that gets heavy in one of them and you're neglecting the others.
Well, yeah, that's why I always told people you want ditch weed. It's not going to get you as high, but it's healthier for you.
Right.
You know, you can hybrid the ditch weed, but you want it to be as natural and raw to nature as possible. Okay, so THC is the most active ingredient in of the 60 related chemicals found in the resin that covers the flowers and leaves of the cannabis plant. These leaves...
60, they said.
Yes. These leaves and flowers are ground up and are most often smoked in cigarettes or pipes. The pure resin called hashish can also be eaten or even drank. New cultivations and propagation techniques have resulted in the increased THC content in the marijuana. The amount of THC has risen by at least 200%. That's why I said you want the ditch weed because it's more natural. It's more balanced. It's the way God created it in the first place. So the stuff you buy, typically, is going to be, 200% more THC. Therefore, it's out of balance. It's not as healthy for you. And that's why I was always telling people, when the medical marijuana started coming out, I was like, there's three types of marijuana. You have street marijuana, which is laced. You have natural marijuana, which is natural. Now, it might be hybrid for more THC, but it's still natural. And then you have medical marijuana, which is, again, laced. It's hybrid, and it's got other stuff in it that you really don't want. Unless you know the growers, and you definitely get to know your growers to make sure that it's pure and natural. But the medical marijuana I was talking about previously, because now that it's more legal, you got more more people like you and me distributing it and stuff, and it's still regulated, but it's not the same kind of regulated, and therefore
right.
Safer. Okay, but I thought I had a tick or something crawling on me. It's been driving me crazy. I haven't got bit yet, but I got some crawling on me. Anyway, they used to have them in pill form. You could get them from, like, say, your doctor and stuff like that. You don't know what's in that crap. It's like all the other pharmaceuticals.
You don't trust... You trust the street vendor on the corner more than you trust the doctor in the white coat?
Hell yeah. But still. not if it's ground up and it's white, a white peel. That's just like what we're going back to with the white coca, the white stevia, the white sugars, the white flours, the white salts. It's bleached of all its nutrients. So,
right.
But these vendors, I forgot what they're called, but the distribution places, I'm not a connoisseur in this department. It's more, I got friends and associates and family members that, so I used to smoke it many, many moons ago, and so I know a little bit about it from my own experience when I was younger. And from my friends and family. But anyhow, and of course research, but it's not my main research focus.
Yeah, disclaimer.
Yeah.
One of us doesn't smoke it at all, and the other one probably, I know next to nothing about it, to be honest.
Right. So anyway, I know as much as maybe the average bear. Okay, so prescriptions for natural healing talks about it. And these are doctors in white coats that I actually trust. Okay, so.
Really?
Well, I trust them better more than I do the other white coats.
That's true.
The white
yeah.
coats are coming! The white coats are coming! And that's actually something to be scared of. But anyways. okay, so the... and back to what I was saying about the distributors. You know, that's why I said get to know your growers and get to know, you know, what their methods are and what kind of plants they are because, yeah, your growers may not be any better than the white coats. So just make sure you get to know what you're buying before you buy it. And personally, I'd say grow your own if you can.
Yeah, same thing goes for any vegetable you get out of the grocery store.
Any free food and medicine. Grow it yourself. You know, find it in the wild, cultivate it, and propagate it. Anyways.
Ryan, is that a good enough gap? Okay.
The intoxicated state...
Yeah, I'm moonlighting, folks.
The intoxicated state that encompasses marijuana use varies. However, it is usually characterized by a calm, mildly... euphoric state. Time may seem to pass more slowly. That's for sure. And if you're driving, it feels like you're driving a cloud car. I only did that once, so I won't do it again. Anyway.
Doesn't sound good.
No, it was weird. Okay, so. So time may pass more slowly. And the sight, sound, and touch are enhanced. Well, that's the way most drugs are. They enhance your personality and everything else. It's like Bill Cosby once did a skit on drugs and alcohol and stuff, and he was talking about a certain drug.